AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testimony in Kenosha, Wisconsin in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse focused on the first person shot during a night of turbulent protest in 2020.
When Mr. Rosenbaum lunged, Mr. Rittenhouse kind of dodged around. That's when it was leveled at Mr. Rosenbaum and fired.
Richie McGinnis is a video director for the conservative website The Daily Caller. McGinnis also appeared to boost the prosecution's case when he said he had a sense that something bad could happen that night because of all the guns in the area. Two people were shot and killed that night in Kenosha. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is hoping for a vote soon on President Biden's big spending bills.
Our members are engaged in very thoughtful deliberation with each other.
It's a now $1.85 trillion and growing domestic policy package, as well as a companion $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Votes are possible today, with the Democrats anxious to finish up the president's signature package after drawn-out talks on Capitol Hill were partly blamed for the party's dismal election results in bellwether states this week. The World Health Organization says Europe is now the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. In the U.S., CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky doesn't like the recent trend.
While we are once again pleased to see downward trends in cases, this decline seems to be slowing, and deaths are not falling nearly as fast as we would like. On average, we still see over 1,000 deaths every day.
The Navy says it fired the two senior officers of a nuclear-powered attack submarine that was damaged in an underwater collision last month in the South China Sea. Skeletal remains found in Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park are believed to be those of a 27-year-old man from West Germany who disappeared during a multi-day mountaineering trip nearly 40 years ago. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 33 points. This is AP News. OPEC and other allied countries decided not to boost production despite an increase in prices and demand.
The White House says the global economic recovery should not be imperiled by the mismatch between the supply and demand for oil. Nonetheless, OPEC members led by Saudi Arabia, along with non-members led by Russia, are sticking with their plan for cautious monthly increases in production. In an online meeting, OPEC Plus approved an increase in production of 400,000 barrels per day for December, and the plan calls for adding the same amount to the market each month into the next year. Saudi Arabia's energy minister says that underscores the group's commitment to market stability. I'm Ben Thomas.
Three people are suing Oklahoma County jail employees who investigators found forced them to stand handcuffed for hours and listen to the children's song Baby Shark over and over. They describe the discipline tactics as torture events. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.